to Hollywood Connections. I'm Dawn Reese, your host, and what an amazing, amazing in-house talent we have here. We have Yvonne to my right. Say hello.
Hello, this is Miss Florida Diva.
That's right. And we have Pal Joey. He's an amazing singer. Oh, my gosh. How are you?
Just wonderful.
It's fabulous to have you here. And we have Tim in the house, and we have Donna in the house, and we've got Peter, our amazing producer. Thank you so much. Well, Peter, let's kick off Pal Joey's song for a minute. I want everyone, if they're driving to the beach, I want you to hear this amazing singer that's here. And who do they say you sound like?
Frank Sinatra.
Ooh. Mm-hmm. Let's get some Frank Sinatra, but Pal Joey. There we go.
Oh, the shark bait has such teeth, dear. And he shows them pearly white. Just a jackknife has old MacHeath made. And he keeps it out of sight. You know when that shark bites with its teeth, babe, scarlet billows starts to spread. Fancy gloves, though, wears old MacHeath, babe, so there's never, never a trace of red. Now on the sidewalk, ooh, sunny morning, lies a body just oozing light. Someone sneaking round the corner. Could that someone be Mac the Knife? There's a tugboat down by the river, don't you know? Well, a cement bag just drooping on down. Whoa, that cement is just, it's there for the weight, dear. Five will get you ten, old Mackey's back in town. Now did you ever Louis Miller? He disappeared, babe, after drawing up all his hard-earned cash. Now MacHeath stands just like a sailor. Could it be our boy's done something rash?
Wow, so that is Pal Joey. You know, I just want to go to a steakhouse and listen to that. I do. How are you today?
Oh, wonderful.
Good. Now, we had met through Benny Luck, and you were just performing in Orlando?
Yeah, at the Caribe Royale.
Nice.
For a conference for the, I think it's FSPMA.
Okay.
It's a facilities planning division for the all the schools in the state of Florida.
Very nice. Convention. Now, if somebody wants to book you for an event, a wedding, you are so fabulous for this as well, as you just did a music video. I'm going to talk about that in just a minute. But where do they call?
They can call 727-698-9436. I'm also on Facebook at facebook.com/PalJoeyOlivo, or they could email me at paljoey21@tampabay.rr.com.
Now, I know they're going to go back to podcast, and I know people say, Dawn, I have to take out a notebook because you have so many connections on this show. And spell it out for everybody. Pal Joey.
PALJOEYOLIVO.
Right. And Benny Luck is in the house. He's an amazing person to be and to know. I call him, you know who I call. He's like the... Oh, goodness. He's the music man of the world here in Tampa.
Yes, but when Joey was in the studio, I was the director.
I know. Yeah. I was on the set. I came over to do some behind the scenes.
Yes, and I like to say he sounds like Frank Sinatra, but really, he's Joey.
I know.
It's just that they came from the same town in New Jersey.
Yeah, right? We ate the same tomatoes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So that music video is hot. Is that up on YouTube yet or any promotion?
Benny put it up on Facebook. I don't think it's on YouTube yet.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, we're going to put you under Hollywood Connections attached to the Tantalk Radio website so people can actually see that. And if you're going to hang around, I'd like to do an in-house interview outside after the show. And then they can actually see who you are as well as on the internet. Say hi to everybody on the internet. Woohoo, hi.
Hi.
In sunny Clearwater. Anything that you'd like to say, Pal Joey?
Just
you're good?
hire me, get me working.
That's right. Yes. He needs to. You know, there's a big celebrity lookalike coming up. I know I had sent some reporters over in Orlando. But the main thing is, I took you into Level Model and Talent one time. Remember, you met a top mm-hmm. agent here. Mm-hmm. What did you think of that tour I took you on that day?
It was very nice. You know, she actually wanted me to take some acting lessons, but I got to find my way in this first.
I got you.
Yes.
But you're an amazing singer, an amazing performer, and watch out Las Vegas, because here comes Pal Joey, and we have connections down there, and there's some big shows coming up. I want to talk to Benny about that, too. Yes. All right, we're going to come back in just a second. Let's go to a commercial. And we have Tim. Are you going to take over?
Sure.
Yeah.
Here's Benny.
Folks, do you guys have a 401k, life annuity, or retirement plan? Well, I've got good news for you. Tax and financial guru Daryl Madison will be able to help you understand funding, financing, and investing in this turbulent financial season. Call him, the tax and financial guru, Daryl Madison, at 813-872-9900. That's 813-872-9900. Tell him you heard about him from Miss Floria Diva of the Dawn Reese Radio Show, Hollywood Connections, Tan Talk 1340 on your AM dial.
Yes, I'm Hollywood. You know, when I had my office in Hollywood and Vine, I used to make people touch that Hollywood and Vine sign.
Okay.
There we go. And I used to work for the late James Brown. He opened a lot of doors for me. And I am bringing you the listeners for Hollywood Connections. We're helping you get connected in show business. And that's what this show is all about. From casting directors, producers, agents, new talent be discovered. We have Tim. Tim, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you, Dawn?
I'm fabulous. And great. Tell everybody what you do.
Well, I produce music, but primarily I play the piano.
Right. Mm. I know. And you're fabulous at it. But you're also a behind-the-scenes man, too. You do a lot of things that we were talking about with, you know, on the internet, too. You showed me.
The, what?
You know, like with the show, you were going to help me with that as well?
Oh, I understand what you're saying. To be able to put together a show, you're saying, and coordinate it and that type of thing.
Right.
The gopher, maybe, for the to have the knowledge of using the telephone. Is that what you're saying? Just
right.
From a phone,
right.
We're able now, the technology is to transmit live from YouTube through a lot of different sources, Facebook, Twitter. Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. And he's going to help me a lot with this show. I'm so impressed. He's been trying to catch me. I'm like a butterfly. He's like, Dawn, we have to talk.
Yeah.
Yes.
We're actually kind of, I guess, coordinating some things right now, because this is the first time we've actually had a chance to get together and talk about even part of the technical aspects.
Right. Well, we're glad to have you here, and we're going to play some of your music as well in just a second here.
Thanks.
I know that we're going to come back. And Yvonne, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great today.
Oh, good.
How are you doing?
I'm great. And and we were talking about the fasting that you did for your hubby?
Yes, a juice fast for 30 days.
Ooh.
And anybody that saw him before can tell now how he has improved.
Wow. Now,
yes.
If somebody wants to work with you on that, where
well,
do they go?
Well, the program is mainly for cleansing, and you can lose weight, but it's not focused for weight loss.
Okay.
It's focused for cleansing. And you could call me at 813-508-0931 and ask for Miss Florida Diva.
That's right. We have some exciting things coming up. We have some parades that you're going to be in.
Yes.
You're also actually, she auditioned to be a Beauty Queen reporter, and now she's my Queen of Queens forever.
Yes. I'm your co-host.
And my co-host here. Yes, she's been a phenomenal co-host throughout.
And I like to always promote myself and tell my age.
Yes.
Because I'm 80 years old, and my theme is beauty at any age. Don't ever give up the beauty.
I agree. I agree.
Because it's from within. more than even from without.
I know. I agree with you on that 100%. We got so many exciting things happening around the corner with Gasparilla, with Stephanie. She's going to call in. And we've got floats going on. Now, Peter, do we have his music?
I want to play
Tim's music, and then we'll listen to that for a few minutes. We do have call-ins.
Learn this song, Atlantis. Timothy Phillips on a Fletcher's and Son baby grand. Jesus loves me.
Beautiful.
I would like to say something. That's the first song I ever learned as a child. It brought back fabulous memories. Jesus Loves Me. Yes.
Mine as well. That's
yes.
The first song I ever.
And now with the Pope in America, right. I just felt it just touched my soul, touched my heart to hear that music. Thank you so much.
Right. And it's a gift.
And also, too, you have an inspirational story we're going to come back another day as well and talk about. And I always say, give it to God and watch things happen and the doors open. You know, that's, you can get out of bed. I get out of bed. I put my, you know, I get down on my knees and mm-hmm. I thank God for the day. And I say, you know, here's an amazing thing. Have you heard of that app called OfferUp? Oh, this is so funny. Have you heard of it, Peter? Okay, so it's called OfferUp, and it's like a garage sale in the areas. Mm-hmm. So after the show, I'm going to meet this wonderful lady out in Holiday. Just a quick example of how God works. And so I'm buying this little gazelle thing. You know, it's a, you know, Tony Little thing to watch TV and do my thing. And so she said one of her relatives that worked with iHeartRadio, and she wanted a show with us as well. And so it's really amazing how God puts people in your path and opens doors, and you don't know why that reason is happening. So that's pretty exciting.
It's just like how God has put all of us in his path. And Dawn Reese is a fabulous lady.
Aww. Yes.
Because if it wasn't for Dawn Reese, I may be home rocking in my rocking chair today.
Well, I got to tell you, on the offer up, let me go back to the offer up. Guess what I bought yesterday?
What?
My fiance bought.
What?
It's my reclining rocker that I wanted for, it was $350 over at Big Lots, and I got it for $125, almost brand new.
There you go.
Yeah.
And guess what? It was on offer up.
Oh, offer
and up. A lady was selling it, and I want to thank her because I got into my chair and I was like, oh my God. I fell asleep in it that night. Mm. Even though I have a foam mattress. Mm-hmm. It's like amazing. So, you know, check out that offer up garage sale area.
Okay.
You're selling something? Check it out. I love it. All I got to get them as a sponsor. Okay, who's on the air, Peter?
We actually got Tony on deck, and then we got Diane and somebody else also. So.
Awesome. I am so excited. Let me introduce this man. I mean, he is like icon of the film industry. Thank you, Tony, for calling in.
Thanks for having me.
Oh, fabulous. He runs the Sunscreen Film Festival. He's got one coming up in Los Angeles, and he's actually carte blanched me with my reporters here at the Sunscreen Film Festival in St. Petersburg. Tony, tell us what you're doing and your website and all the great things you're doing.
Sure, yeah. Actually, I am one of the founders of the Sunscreen Film Festival, which just had its 10th annual festival in St. Petersburg back in May, and now we've got the third annual Festival in Los Angeles coming up next week, October 2nd and 4th. And then actually I have a new festival director who's running the festival as festival director now, Dwight Sinek, and I am actually the film commissioner for Pinellas County, for St. Petersburg, Clearwater.
Congratulations.
Wonderful.
There's a lot going on there.
Wow. Now, Peter, I want to thank you for having Deanna. She's actually with Container Wars, and she has her own show. You've met her before. She's going to come out and do some interviews. And Nicholas Wolf is going to be out there, one of our reporters, and he's going to be doing some things with sunscreen with you as well.
And great, yeah, looking forward to it.
I know. So, and how can someone get involved with Sunscreen Film Festival? Now, my show is about connections and the right connections into show business. And, you know, I see a lot of things that you do with the society, the Film Society, and other things that are posted on your Facebook. I watch it constantly. Can you tell how somebody could be a volunteer with the Sunscreen Film Festival? What they can do, how they contact you?
Sure, yeah, absolutely. It's real easy. You know, in Florida, you can just go to the Sunscreen Film Festival website, and there's an option under the, I think, the About section to send us an email if you're interested in volunteering, and there's a form to fill out. And then on the West Coast version, same thing, go to SSFFWest.com, and if you're in Los Angeles or Hermosa Beach area where the festival is taking place, you can find out there. We'll have a new website launching in a week or so for the Florida version, but all the information is still there. So if you're interested in volunteering, or if you have a film that you're interested in submitting to the festival was actually one of only 23 in the country sponsored by the Motion Picture Academy in 2013-2014. So, you know, I've gotten a lot of accolades for the festival over the year, and we'll actually open the call for entry, start looking for movies to play at the festival that's coming up end of April, April 28th and May 2nd, 2016. So that'll be happening in another week or two. We'll start looking for more films for the next festival, for number 11.
Nice. Now, we want to be involved. I have Miss Florida Diva here.
Yes.
And she wants to volunteer, maybe?
Maybe, yes. I would love it.
I know. And so,
I'm also an actress now.
That's right. And Tony, you have also done a lot of producing yourself.
Yeah. I've produced, you know, seven or so independent films. I have a documentary that I produced and directed called Running with Demons that is about a former drug addict who now competes in these 300-mile triathlons, has a nonprofit organization, helps addicts and their families. And that documentary is up on iTunes and Amazon and Google Play, and you can find it in a few different areas in the digital space there for download and streaming. So, yeah, I've worked on a lot of projects over the years.
I have a quick question. A lot of talent is listening to this. You know, we're on three different stations, and we go to podcast, and it's really growing fast, Tony. How can you take headshots of other talent if they want to send them to you?
Well, you know, I don't know what I would necessarily do with them because I'm not a talent manager and don't do much of that. There are a lot of you know, local talent managers that if I need somebody, you know, I contact them directly.
Thank you.
Or talent agents. And that's really the best thing to do is find a talent manager or an agent or an agency, you know, because they're the ones that be getting the clients out there on a regular basis. You know, a lot of times as a producer, people will send you stuff and it's great and you can put it into a file on a computer somewhere. But then when it really boils down to time when you're actually casting for a project, you know, you're going to you know, work with a lot of people that you know that maybe you've worked with in the past that you like the way they work, or you're going to reach out to you know, to talent agents and a casting director because it just makes it easier if someone can organize all that stuff because there are so many things going on while you're trying to, you know, put a project together.
That's great because I try to explain that with Hollywood Connections. If there's a new talent, you need a good manager, a good agent, and, you know, producers call the agents and managers and casting directors, and that's the bottom line. And Tony, anything else you want to talk about real quick?
Well, you know, there's so much going on in the area. People always ask me how they can get involved in the film industry and the film business. And I just had a call with a guy earlier who had an idea for a movie and he doesn't quite know what to do. So, you know, I tell them, you know, that this industry is very much about who you know.
Yeah.
And so yes, the best thing to do is network with as many people as possible. There is an organization that's part of the Sunscreen Film Festival, the Sunscreen Film Society, and they're a group that gets together on a monthly basis, and they work together and they make short films, and they have screenwriting groups. And so it's a community that can help each other, and if you're brand new, they're very welcoming to bringing you in and kind of showing you the ropes and introducing you to people and kind of getting you started. And so that website is sunscreenfilmsociety.com, or you can find them on Facebook as well.
Oh, fabulous. When is their monthly meetings?
They do it, I think, the third Wednesday of every month, so I believe the next meeting coming up is October 21st.
Oh, I'll be there. I want to be involved.
What did he say about April? Something's going on in April?
Yeah, the 11th annual Sunscreen Film Festival mm-hmm. in downtown St. Pete will be.
Oh, in St. Pete. Okay.
Yeah, April 28th to May 2nd.
Awesome. And the celebrities that you have lined up for Los Angeles this year, can you kind of give us a little hint, maybe?
Yeah, actually, we have. We're going to be giving a Lifetime Achievement Award to Ron Perlman. So we're very, very excited about that. And so he'll be, coming out to accept his Lifetime Achievement Award. And one of the big things that the festival is always known for is doing a lot of great workshops. And that's always a great way to network and meet people as well, is to attend a film festival and go to the different workshops. You know, last year we had the head of production from Marvel Studios, and we've had Oscar-nominated screenwriters and actors and producers. And so it's wide-ranging, anything, again, from acting, screenwriting, producing, networking, you know, how to do social media and digital media, promote yourself and promote your film. So a lot of stuff, and, you know, you've got to get yourself out there and go to these types of things in order to meet people, basically.
I agree so much, Tony. And I just saw you were over at, Dolphin Tale. You were over with Nicholas over there. I saw that wonderful picture.
Yeah, working on some stuff, you know, as a part of the Film Commission. You know, our office is a part of the Convention and Visitor Bureau for Pinellas County, and so we're working out right now on doing a really great promotional video for Pinellas County that I think everybody's going to really love, and a part of that we shot over at the aquarium there.
Well,
you
now,
sound very busy.
He is.
He's very
busy. I keep myself occupied, to say the least.
Actually, he looks like, no, you were a model actor yourself as well?
Yeah, that's how I got my start. I did some acting at first, and then I realized, wow, this is really hard. I'm going to need to start making my own stuff so I can put myself in it. And then I started producing and doing things like that, and never put myself in anything, but would still occasionally act if someone asked me to, you know.
Well, actually, you are a GQ model. I'll tell you. Everybody goes, who is he? Is he single? I go, I don't know. But, you know, Tony, I had Pal Joey in the house, and I'll have to send you the podcast. I want to get him in for one of your parties to sing for the film festival this year. I'm not putting you on the spot. I'm just going to send you his information. He's a Frank Sinatra singer, super fabulous. He actually opened the show. And, you know, there's something that you might have him be involved in. I'd love to, you know, just take a peek at his work.
There, I'm sure there's always something that we can do. We can figure something out. Send me a message, and we'll see what we can do.
Awesome. I want to thank you so much for calling in, and have a great time in Los Angeles. And thank you for the opportunity for me being involved. But I want to be more involved with what you're doing as well. I really want to jump in with, you know, both boots on here mm-hmm. and really help you out during no interviews. Anything you need, I'm there for you as well, Tony.
Absolutely. Appreciate it. Thanks very much. Thanks for having me on.
Oh, thank you. God bless. Have a great day.
Alrighty, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
He's an amazing man.
Yes,
so
he sound amazing.
I know. And also we have...
Sound like he's good-looking, too.
There's a lot of good-looking producers out there, but I do want to say to my good-looking fiancé, he's listening.
Okay.
Hi, Bert. Hi. And who's next?
We got Charlene on the line.
Charlene is calling in because our talent that is a reporter from Canada, I guess, mm-hmm. is blocked and can't get on the line. So, Charlene, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you all today?
I'm fabulous. And tell us about what we're doing with our talent reporter from Canada, what you're doing with her.
Oh, yes. Olivier, she's a brilliant young lady. What she's doing for me, actually, is she is in a couple of my shows. One of them is Outdoor Wild Kids, and the other one is one that she's hosting, and that is One of a Kind Child. And that show is about children who have daily challenges, such as illnesses or other things that might be going on in their life that they have, but they're doing amazing things.
That's fabulous. Mm-hmm. And, you know, she's going to be bringing some good stories to us as well for Tan Talk Radio on Hollywood Connections. But Charlene is not just she's got a beautiful, talented daughter as well. She just got accepted for the Home Shopping Network for mm-hmm. the guitar. So she's going to get a $400 guitar, I think, from Randy Jackson or from Keith Urban. So congratulations to Clarissa.
Woo-hoo. Yeah, she's excited about that. She's totally excited.
I know. And then also, too, is she's also a top manager down. Or what are you doing now? Are you're producing? Tell us what you do.
Okay. I'm not quota manager, but I am producing a few television shows. And I'm working with some of the best talent that we have here in Florida.
What part of Florida?
Well, I'm actually working with people throughout the state of Florida, even mm-hmm. though I'm down here in South Florida. Okay. So with the shows that I've got going on, either we're traveling up there like for Outdoor Wild Kids, we travel throughout the state because we're going to different places, and the kids are discovering, you know, animals and conservation through education type thing. And then other shows, the people actually come down here to South Florida or wherever we're filming, and we film them here.
Right. You know, also, too, as I want to say, our preteen, Haiti, is with you for Outdoor Wildlife. She's doing fabulous, and she's one of our best reporters. She's from Haiti, or her parents are, and she's been doing a lot of red carpet events, but doing a lot of things with you as well. So we want to thank you for taking her under your wing as well. Also, too, Charlene, where can someone get in touch with you if they want to send a photo or a picture over to you?
The easiest way is just to email it to me, and that would be to backlotstudiosinc@gmail.com. So backlotstudiosinc@gmail.com.
Same backyard.
Yes. And also, too, is you have a big award show coming up, correct?
Yes. We're finally getting it underway. It's the Indie Reel Awards. It's going to be on Saturday, February 13th, 2016. What's unique about the show is that we have two other shows that's going along with it. So one is called Upcoming and Undiscovered, which is for music videos, and the other one is City Nights, and that's for short and feature films. But each of those is going to be available to the public so people can actually watch and see the videos that are being sent to us. The people who view the shows will be able to do viewer's choice, and then we'll have a selected panel that will actually pick the ones that are going to go into the finals for the Indie Reel Award.
Fabulous. And again, give your phone number, Charlene.
My phone number is 954-394-1939.
Fabulous. Thank you, Charlene, for calling in, and we look forward to working with you and sending you lots of talent.
Thank you so much. You guys have a wonderful day.
Thank you. I had met her through my agent friend that passed away last year, and I was managing at the time with Sherry, and which now is my show, and I'm not a manager and an agent myself either. I'm really helping people, as you know, get connected, and that's how, at the time, Sherry said to me, you need to connect to Charlene. You guys need to meet each other, and now she's taking off producing TV shows.
That's wonderful.
Amazing.
It's amazing.
I know.
Yes,
welcome. You are?
Donna Harmony Jones.
I know. You were through King James.
Yes.
And tell us what you do.
I'm a registered nurse for almost 40 years and a holistic nurse for the past 20, certified healing touch practitioner and certified holistic nurse.
Wow, that's a whole nother show.
Yes.
It's an hour show.
Like I always say that my theme is beauty at any age, but health is also a component of that.
That's right.
When you're healthy, you actually just naturally exude that beauty.
Yes, ma'am.
Because actually your skin, the health of your skin, the beauty of your skin tells a lot about the health inside of you.
Yes.
Now, where can someone get in touch with you? Your website, a phone number?
My website is DonnaHarmonyJones.com.
Okay.
And my phone number is from St. Louis, area code 314-541-0183. And my email is healer2911@yahoo.com.
Awesome. I know King James wanted us to meet, so you came to the studio, and I said, oh, we're going to have to get Hollywood Connections under a health and fitness segment with King James as well.
Yes. I'm so excited because really my work is all about connections.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Health is about connecting, and we're looking forward to connecting the listeners with local and national individuals who are either authors or presenters or practitioners to help them in their path towards health and
well-being. I look at you, Peter. You know what? I look at her and I think spa. I think ocean waves. I think aromatherapy.
Yes.
Do we have anything? I'm like getting spa moments. You have that look of just peace.
Yes.
I take my morning walk right over to the seawall by my house. And 3 days ago, the dolphins were everywhere. And then a white feather floated by as the dolphin submerged. A white feather just floated by.
Nice.
It was so soothing and relaxing.
Do you hear that ocean spa music for a minute?
Very meditative.
We thank you for being here. Stay with us for a little bit. We have some other VIP callers on the line. I'm trying to look here on the computer, and I don't see.
Oh, Donna, I have a question.
Yes.
About diabetes. I heard you speak on, you know, saying that someone, it was your mother, who got off of the medication because of how they began to eat and take care of themselves.
That's correct.
Because a lot of us out here, they do have diabetes.
Yes, I like to help guide people through How they can help improve their health through nutrition as well.
Yes, very nutrition. Important.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're going to have her under Hollywood Connections. We're going to let you go.
Okay, no,
we, as well as Tim here. And
we need you.
I agree. Who do we have on the line, Peter?
We actually have Diane on the line.
I know. Hi, Diane. Thank you for being so patient from Phoenix, Arizona. This is part two of Celebrity Obsession, and she wrote a book. Welcome, Diane. I met you in a swimming pool at my son's condo association a couple years back, and she said, I wrote a book, and I'll get in touch with you, and voila. You know, I love that when somebody says something that they come through and they go through on their goals and their dreams. Diane, we're just going to talk about real quick. Tell us about your book. Are you there?
Yeah, I did. I kind of wanted to start with kind of the basics.
Yes.
That there are, that you get three notebooks, and one is for Celebrity Obsession, and one is for writing about the real problems in your life, and then a third one are strategies.
Is that all in the same book?
Well, you can get... Well, I do kind of talk about that. That's why the book is so big.
Uh-huh.
And...
Okay. And then what was the part two that you wanted to talk about, just to give an idea?
The part two, let's see, there's, I begin the exercises, and I talked about that on the video.
You have a special exercises to get people aware?
Yeah, it's
of the obsession?
Kind of to go through your life. It's to go through how you got interested in the celebrity and just all those things. Just seek it out, because the main goal here is to find out why you're obsessed.
Listen, does it only have to be a celebrity? Could it be just anybody, your next door neighbor, or?
I guess even that. I guess you could.
Yes.
Okay. And Yvonne, you can take over.
I'm taking over. I'm trying to understand this is all in part two of your book, you're saying?
Well, this is it's in three sections.
Okay.
Chapter one, I think we're kind of getting started, and I decided we mostly fall for the image of the person, the idea of the person, so I said, well, let's kind of get into our hearts and our minds and tap into that particular person, because they've got a clue to what we need.
Okay, so this part one, is it going to be, are you going to have any workshops or anything that can help people that may be going down that road?
I'd like to have workshops, but so far the only workshop is in the book.
Okay.
That's fabulous. I think that's a good idea.
Yeah, I think, actually, they would have to read the book. The book would have to, you would have to get the book. I would like to have a copy of the book. So I'm going to do that.
Well, we're kind of debating, because I have to confess that this is one of those self-published books.
Mm-hmm.
And for as much as it costs, it doesn't...
Yes?
Yeah, I don't get that much money from it.
Okay.
But, you know, that's what it is. I'm lucky to have this. Okay. And...
Where did they buy the book?
Yes. How can you purchase the book?
Okay, you can do it through the publisher, which is iUniverse, or you can do it through Amazon.
Oh, okay.
And I think Barnes & Noble has it. It's basically online. You can't physically walk into a store and buy it.
Oh, well, if you can walk into Barnes & Noble's, maybe you can buy it there, you're saying?
Well, you could go to them and they'll
maybe they could order it. Yes, they could probably
order
it.
But you won't find it on the bookshelf.
Okay.
So through the website you're talking about to buy it, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And what website was that?
Well, let's see. There's Amazon, Barnes & Noble. You can go to the... it's a little hard to find, but it's on... you can get to iUniverse.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do, Diane. I'm going to take that link, and I'm going to link it to my Hollywood Connections Facebook site so people can actually see that, and then more in-depth interviews with you that we did when I was in Phoenix, so they can get the link to the book, all right? I'll do that after the show tonight. But I want to thank...
But I call back next week?
Yes, we'll do part 3, 4, 5. We'll keep going through all the chapters.
Okay, maybe by next week I would have the book and I would have more questions, you know, answers. You can answer more of my questions next week.
Okay. Can they download it on a tablet? Check on that for us.
Yeah, I mentioned in the interview that the e-book, I believe that they still have an e-book. And that's a few dollars.
Okay. Yeah, that's good. That would be good to do.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we'll get that information up on the website on Tantalk. And we want to thank you so much, Diane, for calling in.
Thank you.
A Celebrity Obsession.
Yes.
Amazing lady, what she wrote. And just you just don't want to stop. And I said, you know, Diane, this should go into a movie. And all these film directors out there should pick this up. And I want to be a part of that. So don't forget, Diane. Mm-hmm. I'm going to help you with this.
Yes, the three men that you were talking about last time were who? Could you repeat those three men?
I think she's off the air.
Oh.
She's gone. Yeah, we'll get her next
week.
Was
John Travolta. Travolta. Yes.
And the other one was Sean Cassidy, I think. No, that was the one that was a kid.
It was
David Cassidy.
Maybe.
I think there was another one. So we'll get her back on. I know, Peter, we have anybody else? Are we good?
No, we actually have Stephanie, Pena, and Paul.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, we got 20 minutes, not even. Stephanie, how are you? Are you on the air?
Hey, sweetie.
Thank you.
I'm here.
I know.
I'm here.
Thank you for calling in. I love this lady. She is amazing. And she just put together the Glorified Women's event with vendors. You've been there, Yvonne.
I was there. Yes.
I know. And she is Miss Gasparilla herself. I mean, she has put everything together. And Stephanie, I'm so excited because we talked today. We're going to have a Gasparilla show once a month with Hollywood Connections. And and you're going to come in and host with me or host and take it over. And we're going to bring in more pirates. What would your show be about as well?
Well, actually, what I really want to do most of the time is do it from a live remote standpoint, or at least partially, and kind of go to some of the Gasparilla things or go to some of the places where the pirates are and, interview them there. I had so much fun last week, you know, working with Kat and Peter and all of that, and I just thought, gosh, this is too much fun. There's actually too much in the pirate world, especially as we edge into season, to not highlight it and cover it. Because, you know, we've got the Gasparilla Film Festival, all of the parades, my pageant, and all of it. So,
well, I have an idea. I have my pirate princess outfit. And you, and next week you come here and we're going to talk. You be our other guest and we're going to talk and launch that project very soon with us. How's that?
Well, I have a genie costume, so.
Ooh. Okay, it's a pink. I have a parasol. I wore that to a pirate festival, Stephanie, and I just did it for the heck of it to do some interviews over, where was that? Not Indian Rocks Beach, past that, over John's Pass.
Well, I'm getting jealous. I need a costume.
Yeah, you need a pirate. And so I'm walking around doing interviews with all the vendors, and so people were taking my picture from Canada, from all over. I'm like, and the pirates were like, I've never seen a pirate princess before.
That is so funny.
So,
I've got my costume I wore last year, purple velour, pirate. Not
yes.
really a pirate princess, but it's close, you know. Maybe a duchess or something. So, yeah, cool. Well, Gasparilla.com.
What about a diva? A pirate diva?
Yeah, pirate diva.
Stephanie, are you about to give your website?
Yes, Gasparilla.com. And thank you so much for coming out today, Dawn. I really appreciate it.
I found some good talent, really good talent that they were discovered at Glorified Women's event. But I want to tell everybody, if they're watching on the internet, I am her queen of queens forever, right, Stephanie? Because I'm like the fairy godmother of the girls, kind of, sort of.
You are.
I am. And we have some big plans. Me and Stephanie are going to have some meetings, and we got some ideas coming up that we're going to bring to Hollywood Connections. It's going to be fabulous with talent and singers. And Stephanie, I want to thank you so much for calling in. Any last words that you want to say?
Just I love you, and I appreciate you guys. And,
I want to be on the float. I want to be on the Gasparilla float this year.
You will.
We will have it done. I have a place for you. So
okay,
no problem.
Stephanie, thank you.
All right, we'll see you next week at the studio, right?
Yes, ma'am.
I will see you here in the house. Okay. Bye-bye. Amazing entrepreneur lady. Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we have Paul Murray on the phone.
Yes, we do.
I have been trying to get this man on this show for the last first show. Mr. Paul Murray, photographer to the stars and major artist. And actually, he was Michael Jackson's photographer as well as Joe. Oh. And I want to tell that intro real quick because when I was in Hollywood, California, and I was a young reporter, he met me at a show, brought me into this big pre-Grammy party, and I ended up meeting the late Mr. James Brown and everybody, and I became the late James Brown entertainment reporter because of Mr. Murray. And then we went to Joe Jackson's home, and we sat there, and Tito's walking by, and what a year of memories. So welcome, Paul. How are you?
How you doing?
I'm fabulous. My best friend in the world. Now, but you know, you need a good photo. And Paul, tell us what you do.
I do a number of things to help people out in the entertainment world and also in their regular everyday life of the world.
What do you do in the everyday life of the world? That's what I want to know.
Okay, well, I'm a private attorney general that's been codified by Congress. Definitely stop some of this police brutality that's going on.
Okay.
We're covered under Title 42, USC, 1988.
And Paul, you know, I was talking, you know, give your phone number, your website, Studio 104, you are. But we want to bring you down here for some great photo shoots. You know, I want to set some things up. And with talent, I think you'd be fabulous. And tell us, you know, how
where
people
can located at now?
Miami.
Miami, okay.
If the phone rings, that's where I'm located.
Okay.
Yeah, I remember working with you for many years, Paul, over 10 years. Okay. And I'd say, I'm going to have some me time because there's no me time. And he was 24/7, yes. And he looks like, I would say Denzel in a way, right, Paul? There you go.
I'm giving. Nice. Work hard.
In a way.
Uh-huh. He's been there. I'll tell you, we Paul put my show on PAX TV at the time.
Okay.
We had a half-hour show. He produced it, edited, and it was amazing. And there were some great memories. Paul actually had introduced me to so many celebrities and people that he still is bringing to the table to the show. Wow. And Paul, I want to thank you.
I think we need to do another show, but we need to put it live on TV because the dance shows that people used to go to are no longer on TV.
I know, and talk show is coming back. You know that. Everybody's listening.
Yes.
You know, they're tired of driving and listening to the music. They want talk. They want, you know, people to keep you awake. Mm-hmm. As well, Paul, any other words that you'd like to talk about? I mean, some of the celebrities you have actually photographed.
You'd have to go to my Facebook page or my
thousands
website, check that out, because there's new celebrities every day.
I know. Mm-hmm. But you know,
I never leave the old ones that I've been there for.
That's right. Well, you know, from James Brown to Donna Douglas from Beverly Hillbillies, you know, but you have many more. And thank you for hooking me up with.
I heard you say Michael Jackson.
He was.
Oh, that's my favorite.
I'm going to put a video of me interviewing Mr. Joe Jackson on the, you know, website on Tantalk with my kid.
He's not doing so well right now, I heard.
I know. Paul, have you talked to Joe lately?
No, I haven't talked to Joe, but they've been keeping me up on what's going on.
Well, you know, Janet's in Orlando.
Yeah, for a little while.
I think she's coming to Tampa. I think.
Is she? Do you know Janet Jackson's tour schedule? Any ideas?
She's doing a tour.
Of course, she's doing a tour. Yes.
Right. You know, Bert, my fiance, he actually was painting this woman's home, and her son, Paul, is in production. We need to hook you guys up. But he's shooting all of Janet Jackson's shows right now in Orlando. I got to get him on. We want to thank Ginger as well. And she used to train animals for TV shows. Mm. So she'd be a great interview. And, Paul, thank you so much for calling in. And give your phone number.
877-714-1233, extension 171.
And I'll put Paul's information, his bio, his website, under Hollywood Connections on Facebook. And it'll be, if you go to Tantalk Radio, go to, you know, Hollywood Connections, and then you'll see me, and you click on that, and it'll have all the guests that have called in. Paul, thank you. We're going to have you come into the studio soon. Okay?
When?
I don't know, soon. When I get a photo shoot set up for you.
Oh, okay. That works. You have a green screen over there.
We have a couple people we know that have green screens we can use, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, that'll work.
Yeah, I gotcha. I'm
so
there.
So when you on your way, we have to get the green screen, right?
Well, I have one that I bring with me if it's necessary.
Oh, okay. Yeah. That's one.
Yeah, I know. That would be perfect.
Yeah.
Paul, thank you for all the things that you've done in my life and opened the doors of opportunity for me. I can't thank you enough. And I thank you for telling my mother that you've got my back in this business and life. And you're such a blessing.
I will always have your back.
Oh, that's so nice.
Thank you, Paul. We're going to have you call in next week as well.
Okay.
All right. God bless. Thank you, Paul.
Bye-bye.
I want to say he's an amazing photographer, producer. I mean, he has been there for me on red carpet events with my reporters and has his camera. When I interviewed, was it Eric Roberts, Julia Roberts' brother? And we were on the red carpet. I was getting into the interview, and I didn't realize that we became the paparazzi. It was like 40, 50 photographers and people. And I was so into the interviewing, and Paul shot everything for me. He's been there for so many times, as well as, you know, Jason. He's a friend of mine down there as well. And it's great to have friends that look out for you.
Yeah. It is. Nothing like a good friend.
Definitely.
I agree. Now, Peter, how are we doing?
Yeah, we got Pena on the line here.
I don't. Okay. Let's. Hello. How are you?
Hello.
Thank you for being so patient. I know you're calling from Los Angeles, our famous comic. How are you?
Yeah, we are here. We are a lot of people here listening to your show right now, including Diane, Julie, Frank, and Otto, and everybody here down there.
How are you enjoying the show? How do you like the show?
Oh, we love the show. Do we love the show?
I know. Tell everybody what movies you've been in. That what Jackie Chan movie? We love him. He's a famous. We're gonna have him call back next week as well. So you know, tell everybody what your background is.
Well, we're doing like some good stuff, fun stuff. You know, a lot of things. Oh, okay. So what do you want to know else?
you were with Jackie Chan, right?
Yeah. But don't expect me to fight like someone else.
He wants me to help promote him. And you are so fabulous. And there's so many agents we need to hook you up with. But you know what? I have a better idea.
Uh-huh.
Since you're in Los Angeles, would you be one of my reporters?
Uh-huh.
And you can walk into some of the agencies and you can go interview them and then you can give them your headshot. How's that?
Well, that's okay. I mean, they can always reach me.
I know, but I want you to be one of my reporters.
Yeah, okay. We'll talk about that later. But first, Dawn,
yes.
I see a lot of people around me now, and we would like to say something very important.
Yes.
And you are going to let them their voice on air, right?
Oh, thank you.
Okay. Now listen, America, what are we doing here now? And what is that? We free Taiwan. That's right.
Where are you in Los Angeles?
You know what? You are dumb.
Yes.
Remember the MLB manager of Baltimore Orioles?
Oh, fabulous. Yeah, hey, I got our best sportscaster here. I need to hook you up with him.
Buck Showalter, you mean?
You're with him?
He loves us. He loves Taiwan. He always says, Taiwan is Taiwan.
I thought you said you were with him.
I say.
So, okay, you know him?
Yeah.
Well, I want my Peter sportscaster. He's got his own sports show. We're going to get him on his show.
Everything up as soon as you like.
Oh, fabulous. Peter, ask him, is he with you now?
Okay. Live, still going on. Okay, What's my name? Diamond. Right?
Yes. Peter, jump in. Jump in the pool.
I don't know where you go from here.
He is a fabulous actor. I'm going to put his video up and... Yes, and thank you for doing the intro to my show for Hollywood Connections.
Yeah.
All righty, and we're going to help market you, we promise. All right?
You're going to do that, and we're going to rock the world!
I agree. He's a great comic, I'll tell you. And we want to thank you so much for calling in, and I'm going to show everybody who you are. Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you. God bless. Have a fun show.
Okay.
Keep my face out for, on your Facebook, and they know how handsome I look. Am I right?
You have my producer cracking up right now. Do you know that?
Everybody cracking up. He has.
He is turning really red, and Elise laughing. I've never seen him laugh so hard. It's so funny. All right. Thank you for calling in. All right, God bless. Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Ready?
Yes.
Okay. Yes.
I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Oh, we love you. We love you in Los Angeles.
I love you.
I met him through Paul Murray. Yes, and we have 5 minutes left to the show, so we got to go. You're going to call back next week. I want Peter to. I love it when you're laughing, and you just had your laugh of the day.
Okay, let's
chant,
everyone. Okay?
You're live on the radio.
Two, three. Thank you.
All right, and so thank you for calling
in. He made our day. I think he made our day.
I did. He did. I know we have 5 minutes left, real quick, Yvonne.
Yes.
And how are we doing on calls?
We actually got Ann on the line.
Ann. Hi, Ann. How are you?
I'm good.
And who is this?
This is Ann Heathman, an author we met today.
Oh, hi, Ann. Yes, I did tell you to call in. And just tell everybody your website to go to.
Sure, I'd love to. Ann Heathman, that's H-E-A-T-H-M-A-N, author.com.
And I know we have just about a minute with you on the air, but we'll have you come into the studio. And I have the full interview that we did will be up on the Tan Talk site under my Facebook. You can actually see her as well. And then just tell us what your book is about.
Yeah, I'd be happy to. My book's a military romance. It's a contemporary romance. And it's a little bit spicy, but we like spicy. And very exciting. It's my breakout novel, so I'm excited to share it with everyone.
Fabulous. You know, there's a show here on Tan Talk that helps, you know, isn't it right, Peter? There's another lady that does a show here that has authors and agents and so forth helping sell books.
I believe it's Joy on Paper, but I'm not sure when it plays. So
I got you. Well, we'll hook you up with her as well. I think that'd be a good connect for her show as well, too. And we want to think, what do you think of today's show?
It was good. I just caught part of it. I was driving back from Tampa, so I couldn't catch it all on my radio, but very good.
Thank you. And we're going to get you back. We have 2 minutes, and I don't know what happened there. That's not an earthquake, so we're in Florida. It's not a sinkhole either.
Moon eclipse.
I know. Thank you so much for calling in, Ann. And we have like 3 minutes left. You are?
I'm Katrina McQueen.
Hi, Katrina McQueen. Okay, we have 2 minutes. And now Benny said you want a model act?
Yes. Right now, one of the things that I've started, is my motivational model movement, which is, you know, living out your dreams, living your life on purpose with a purpose.
Beautiful.
And that's what I'm trying to do. And I eventually want to teach others how to do that as well. So
I'm
stepping out.
Ooh, I have an idea after the show, Benny. I love it. I just want to, we have a minute, and do you have a Facebook?
I did, but I currently am not on it right now, but I'm revamping it.
Okay, here's what I'm going to do. We'll do an interview afterwards. We'll put it up on the Hollywood Connections, and they'll know who you are, and we're going to bring you back. I got an idea.
Okay, awesome.
We have like a minute and a half. I want to thank Pal Joey for singing. I love his music, remember.
And Timothy.
Yes, Timothy, your music is amazing, and I look forward, he wants to help
stream. Don't forget Donna.
Yes.
The registered nurse.
That's right. She's going to come back under Hollywood Connections with actually King James. We got an idea. Yes. How do you like the show, Donna?
I love it.
Thank you.
And thank you, Katrina,
yes,
for stopping by.
I know.
Thank you for having me. I really appreciate this. This is like a pivotal point in my life.
You're not done yet. Put your seatbelt on.
Mr. Binney's always talking very nice about you.
Appreciate that.
I'm glad to meet you,
ladies.
And Peter, thank you for today. Thank you for being here.
No problem. As always, enjoyed it.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. And we're going to take some call-ins next week. How's that, Peter? You think, with people have any questions?
Sounds great.
I think so, too. And Yvonne?
I think this is the best show on the radio, Hollywood Connections.
And if you got some extra cash in your pocket and you want to put it towards the show, we need you. Actually, I just did a, what is that called, GoFundMe? Mm-hmm. Not GoFundMe, GoFundMe, and I know we have a couple seconds, and nobody has donated yet.
Oh.
So, but you know, that's okay because we're paying for our own airtime. But you know what? If there's a millionaire out there that wants to do this, put some money towards it, you'll get a commercial. You have a business, we'll give you a commercial.
Yes.
And you could even have a commercial during IMUS in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
We got a great package, and during the sports show. What's your show coming up?
It's called The Sports Web. Bring your passion, bring your excitement. Just don't bring any nonsense.
And that's coming up next, right?
Correct.
And next week we have Ron Rice from Hawaiian Tropic. He has a new suntan lotion out. Oh. He had sold it, you know, now he's got his own product coming up. And Sterling Rice, she is his daughter.
And you can even put a suntan lotion even if you're not even white.
I we'll be right back.
Because it's to protect your skin, right? Protect you from the sun.
You're going to interview him, and we're out. We got to go. He said we're out.